Coming up, our three hosts answer the ultimate question. Can 15 minutes really save you 15% or more on car insurance? It's Geico commercials, and this is Most Extreme Podcast.
Welcome to Most Extreme Podcast, the show where listeners who can listen to 15 minutes can save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm Brett Ellison.
I'm Jarrett Whitworth.
Thank you.
I'm Alejandro Joaquin, I think.
Yeah, no. Who am I again?
Yo.
And today we are talking everything Geico, everybody. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Okay. We're doing Geico. Hey, we're doing a little thing. We've had a great time doing the podcast so far. This is episode like 40 or something. Oh, we're getting to 40. We're getting
really?
There. Yeah, but we thought it would be interesting as we're going into the summertime, as it's like, what, 95 degrees outside?
Brutal.
It's
humid,
bad.
Hot air.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Mm.
But we would start something a little bit more fun that we're going to be doing coming up is sort of coming up. Start the episode over. Wait, what?
Just a loop.
Coming up. That's another like drop for the kids meal corner. But yeah, so
for the what?
No, he said it. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing sort of each, all three of us have chosen a topic that we are going to make the others suffer through.
Yes.
And talk about sort of it. So I've chosen Geico commercials, and we're calling this the player's choice.
Round one, fight.
We're back.
Place.
Yeah, we're back. All right. So yeah, we're going to talk about everything Geico commercials. I don't know. I thought this was an interesting topic just because I was thinking so much about, like, when we're thinking 2000s pop culture, I'm thinking, what is the thing that I remember the most watching? And then I think just subconsciously thinking of, like, I watch – there's so much Geico ads out there that I feel like that's been, like, half of the television I've watched. If you know, there's, like, some study that says, like, you spend 3 years of your life in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
It's like how much of that? How many
in the bathroom watching Geico commercials?
How do I? There must be like 6 months of your life is watching a Geico ad or something like that.
I would be scared to know the number
for Geico.
I would want to know. Yeah, especially like watching YouTube videos. If
right.
you just keep getting on a loop of watching YouTube videos, you get a bunch of Geico ads for some reason.
There's a lot of pre-roll ads, but Geico has definitely been around for the majority of my life. Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. It's just always been there. It's so what is it in The Great Gatsby? Like the eye watching over the city.
The T.J. Eckelberg.
The T.J. Eckelberg. Yeah, it's the money with the eyes.
The green is for the Geico.
So we're doing Geico ads. Talking about that. I mean, we can talk about our personal history, but I'm pretty sure we all come from the same background on it, which is that it's just so prevalent in all of television and everything.
It is like one of the ones that like sticks with you, that and like Old Spice ads, because they're just so different.
So random.
Random.
Yeah.
And they like take themselves seriously, kind of. So,
that's true.
So I don't know. That's why.
Do you like them? Do you like the Geico ads, or are you? What do you think?
Some of them. I mean, I was just saying this before, but like Geico to me, it was always like, how many things do they have going on? There was like, I mean, they have the obviously the gecko, but then just being like, oh, this is another Geico commercial, or like, what the heck are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's
pick one.
That's my thing is that it feels like at least once a year there's one that's like, oh, that's a slam dunk. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen all year, and then the majority of them are like, oh.
That's an ad. That's definitely an ad.
Those commercials that are like just majestic, like it's some of the best camera work. It's like it came out of The Revenant or whatever, and then you're like watching it's going on, and you're like, oh, this is a car commercial. What in the world?
Right, yeah.
I'm not gonna buy a Lexus for this.
It reminds me of I don't know if you've heard of the BMW series where they got it's basically like they made short films with a bunch of like really famous directors like Ridley Scott.
Okay.
And they just like, and was it One Car Why? Or I can't remember, but yeah, they got like a bunch of famous directors.
Oh yeah.
And it's like a whole thing and they all kind of connect. It's really
so they
weird.
All got to make their own BMW commercial or
was it's really not a commercial, 'cause it's more of a short film that just has Clive Owen and a BMW in it.
Oh, okay.
So, but you should check those out.
I was thinking for some reason the McConaughey Lincoln commercials.
I've been driving Lincolns long before someone paid me to.
Yes. The Jim Carrey SNL. Yeah, exactly. No, I do think that, yeah, just advertising in general we haven't really talked about, but I think it's so important in terms of, like, how humor has changed, how culture has changed, and I think it's really interesting. So Geico sort of being the one that I think of the most in terms of being so prevalent and satirizing the market of advertising. So I guess to get a little bit into the history, so Geico, which I didn't know, stands for Government Employees Insurance Company.
Huh. That's what it stands for?
I thought it was just, like, Geico. Like, I don't know. I didn't know it meant anything.
No, yeah. That's I was today years old when I learned about it.
What?
Is an American auto insurance company with headquarters in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Chevy Chase, Maryland. I'm sorry,
what? Is that right? I don't know. He is the headquarters. Is that real?
I don't.
Someone look that up.
Like Santa Claus, North Carolina. That,
Santa Claus, Indiana.
They're an insurance company.
Yeah, they made the sale contract. I mean, we all know that 15%, 15 minutes can save 15% or more. But it's the biggest one is State Farm. We'll definitely talk about how State Farm sort of tries to make themselves prevalent in this industry. Oh my God,
the Liberty Mutuals.
Chevy, Liberty Mutual. My dreams. Really?
My nightmares.
Allstate. Wait, what are you going to say?
Chevy Chase was noted as, quote, the most educated town in America.
That's BS. Wow.
In a study conducted by the Stanford Graduate School of Education, with 93.5% of adult residents having at least a bachelor's degree.
Wow. We should go and do a live show at Chevy Chase Mirror.
Let's go film this episode.
All right, we're going to pack everything up. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is it near D.C.?
It, it like straddles... DC and Maryland, like that better.
Is there any relation to Chevy Chase?
The name is derived from Chevy Chase, the name of a land patented to Colonel Joseph Bell.
So is Chevy Chase's real name Chevy Chase, or is
is Chevy Chase named after the town?
Chevy Chase's real name is Cornelius Crane Chase.
Wow.
Anyway, we're getting back to Geico.
Chevy short for Cornelius?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
If he's listening, let us know. He's definitely not.
There's too many mind-blowing stuff.
I just want to go to Chevy Chase, Maryland, where they're just, like, you see, like, kids on the playground, just, like, scholars. Yes, well, as a philosopher, I'm the smartest town in America.
And they all are in charge of Geico.
Yeah, as a Geico employee. All these geckos walking around.
Yeah.
And cavemen.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
There's no mention of the actor Chevy Chase on this Wikipedia page for Chevy Chase, Maryland.
So if there was a Jarrett Whitworth, Ohio, would you be
like... I want to know! I would want to know!
The dumbest city... Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Harsh.
No, I'm just joking. But, okay, so another thing I didn't know about Geico is that it's owned by Warren Buffett. That's crazy to me. Yeah.
So that's what he does.
Well, Warren Buffett's interesting because if you look at all the companies that he owns, it's just stuff that he likes. Like, he owns Brooks the Shoe Company. He owns Fruit of the Loom. He owns Dairy Queen. He's just like, yeah, I like that. That's mine now. Like, he just gets stuff. And they well, then you know the it same makes parent it easy company.
To support the things you own then. Cause you're just like,
I guess so.
It'd I know, like, I'll keep us in the black.
I need new shoes. I know where I can get them. Yeah. Exactly. I just think it's interesting that he owns Geico. He owns, like, all these stuff, but it's all, like, so random. And if you look, like, all the parent companies, the same thing. So, interesting enough. But in 2018, Geico was the top advertiser on YouTube, supplying 6% of its entire revenue. On television, Geico was the top spender of the insurance category with 27.9% of ad spend and 22.4% of impressions in its category. To this day, Geico is the second largest television advertiser in the United States after Procter & Gamble, which advertises many more consumer products from its various brands compared to a single product instead of just car insurance. But yeah, the thing about it is that Geico, like, not only do they do ads, I've seen billboards, I've been to the beach and I saw a plane drive by with holding Geico.
I've seen those too.
I was at a wedding and that happened.
I've seen Geico advertise in my dreams.
The priest, right before the vows, he just says, "Did you know that you can save 15% or more?"
Some caveman comes up, hands him a stack of cash. All right, back to the wedding. He has to say it.
I was at a zoo and then the pig just starts talking about Geico.
Everyone has to mention it.
What is he called?
We'll get to him. Yeah, the pig named Maxwell. The pig.
The Maxwell pig.
As one of them, yeah. But yeah, so the one thing is that, like, yeah, Geico's so prevalent throughout everything and so saturated, but that's sort of, like, their way of doing it, I guess, is, like, we're just going to spend so much money that, like, it's that we're everywhere. Like, that's our tactic instead of, like, State Farm has a lot of ads, but they spend specifically on, like, sports games. Where, like, Geico is like, you could be watching anything and you're going to get a Geico ad.
I mean, they got a verse in a Kanye West song, so.
Which one?
It's a Gold Digger where he's like, got insurance Geico for your money, money.
Now, there's not a lot of State Farm. I guess there's Drake from State Farm, which was a Super Bowl ad.
Drake from State Farm. Was that a thing? Was really funny.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about. Or was it Jake? Well, there's Jake from State Farm, which is sort of that's State Farm's way into being like, we're doing fun ads like Geico, too. Of like they did the Jake from State Farm. Everyone I know hates that name, Jake.
Yeah.
And then they did it again with the new actor. And then for the Super Bowl, they did the same ad, but with Drake.
Drake from State Farm.
Yeah. You and I were hanging out during the Super Bowl. What was happening? Do you remember that? We were at the bar. Tower. Town Hall Burger.
Shout out to Tom.
There was a Grubhub commercial or a DoorDash commercial with Sesame Street characters. And I'm looking at I'm looking at you, but the TV's behind you. And I go, Alejandro, Big Bird is behind you.
And I immediately ran out.
Yeah. Not the actual Big Bird. Like, hi, can I sit here?
Big Bird's taking our order.
Oh, there's more sesame seeds on here.
Hard times.
But yeah, so I think Geico advertisements to me are very specific in terms of what they are, and it's so easy. So the big thing I've noticed when I watched a lot of ads for this is most of them have no music at all. Where a lot of commercials have a ton of like for music to try to get your attention, Geico does the opposite by being completely silent. So it'll just be like a silence. It'll be like, did you know that 15 minutes can... Yeah. And that catches your attention because it's just like, why did it get quiet all of a sudden?
You listen to like what they're saying a little bit more. Because that's the thing.
Right. Or because so much of like the if you're watching sports, there's lots of like action sounds and music. And if you're watching a TV show, there's like a score. Mm-hmm. And all these other commercials have like some type of music. But Geico just says, we're going to catch your attention by having no sound at all. Yeah. And it goes into that is sort of that like very awkward humor that they do a lot where... Yeah. I think it's very similar to, like, a Jared Hess, like, Napoleon Dynamite humor. Like, there's even one with, like, the caveman where it's just, like, him on, like, a moving walkway.
Yeah.
Or it's just two people in an elevator like, well, 15 minutes can save you 15. Like, that's just, like, their brand is awkward, random humor, and they get it. Or they do the other thing where it's going to be, like, some celebrity you're not expecting to show up.
Yeah.
Like, there was even one they put, like, Dora the Explorer in. Where it's like these ice fishermen are like trying to explore and then Dora the Explorer shows up. So it's like things like that that are just trying to get your attention.
The iced tea one.
Right. Or iced tea.
Yeah.
Or even they did the ones where it's like, oh, we can show like Geico saves us most money. So we brought this regular customer and then like Little Richard and like going to share the story. Or they did one with like Don LaFontaine, who was the in a world where that guy. And so they like do stuff like that, or they'll get like a random like Tony Romo shows up in like three of these commercials.
Oh my god!
So it's huge the amount of times that the Geico like does it. And then the other thing is, most of them they don't want you to know that you're watching a Geico commercial. Mm-hmm. So it starts out like you were saying earlier, like, oh, this is something else.
Yeah, and then you're just curious. You're like, what is this for? And then it's the...
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You got me.
But that's the thing. I think if you've watched so much television like us, that you can guess, like, I think this is going to be a Geico commercial. Like, this doesn't seem right. And everything's quiet. So, like, I have a couple examples. But the best example of growing up was this one that's supposed to be, like a Shopping Channel one.
Well, Stacey, what if I told you in just 3 20-minute workouts, only 1 hour a week, you can increase your energy...
You think you're just watching, like, a fitness video.
And shape all the muscles of your body, all with one quality machine. Would you be interested?
Yes, I would.
Well, Stacey, I have good news.
Tell me more.
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
And then,
I
definitely remember that one.
I've seen that one. You know how many times I've been to a restaurant and then on mute you'll see, like, that's a Geico commercial. I gotta go back to PTI. That's been on mute a lot of restaurants I've been to. But yeah, so I think, Geico in general has been so prevalent in the history of television, especially in advertising, that it's impossible to mute. But I think specifically in terms of what makes Geico ads, the big ones that come up to me are, we gotta talk about the Gecko.
Yeah, of course.
As like the prevalent, but I like the Gecko because to me, it's the more like calm, happy, like the Gecko's not trying to be like be crass in any way as a mascot. It's just like an English gent who's nice.
Have you seen the original, though?
That's what I was going to mention. Yeah. Yeah. So the original Gecko commercials, which I can show you, is it featured Baby I Hear Them Blues Calling, Mr. Frazier himself, Kelsey Grammer, as the voice of the Geico. It's definitely early 2000s, so like the CGI is not that great.
It's really bad.
Yeah. The whole bit was at the beginning was that people kept getting Geico and the Gecko confused. But now they're combined as like the same thing as like the mascot and the company. But yeah, it's just cool because it's it starts as like a gecko gets on top of a podium and on a microphone. And says like, this is my final plea. I am not Gecko, not to be confused with Geico, who can save you hundreds on car insurance. So stop calling me. Like everyone's trying. And so it's like his voicemail does it. His answering machine. The company's ads sometimes focus on reptilian mascot, the Gecko, which is created by the Martin Agency. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the name of the Geico Gecko is? He has a name.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I don't know. Before I guess, I do have a quick story. One of my friends is a teacher, and she had a student that thought that geckos were a made-up animal for Geico. Like that,
really?
A kid that didn't realize that a gecko was an actual creature.
You just get so prevalent.
That's the only time you ever, like, think about it. Is it, like, Niles or something?
It's Martin.
Oh, close.
Wow.
Martin, yeah, which they never say. I think there's one commercial where, like, they switch to, like, the Geico, like, logo before he can be like, actually, my name is, and then, like, Geico, 15%. But the name of the agency that does all the commercials for Geico is the Martin Agency, and they named it Martin after the agency.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is it ever in any commercial revealed?
Oh, like, hey, Martin? No, they keep joking about it happening. But he does, like, have a name, like, off camera.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. They just joke that his name is never said in a commercial.
Right.
Like, that's, I gotcha.
Yeah, so the character has modified in November 2007 to more of a CGI animation directed by David Holland and his team at Framestore. The Gecko appeared, in 1999. And the reason they started the whole thing is because there was a Screen Actors Guild strike in 1999 where they prevented the use of live actors. So they had to think of something quick, so they came up with the Gecko. So that's where we get the Gecko from. It's stayed the same ever since. So they did later, instead of doing Frazier or Kelsey Grammer as the Gecko, we get who we've had since now is Jake Wood, who's a British actor who does all the commercials as the Gecko and has that like Geico can save you 15% more. And it's just so happy when I see him.
I like his voice.
Yeah, me too.
It's soothing.
It's funny because he shows up in, like, these British, like, detective shows. So it's just so weird to see somebody be like, yeah, I can't believe that he's been murdered. It's like, wait, what? That can't be right.
This is about to be a commercial.
Someone just needs to take his lines and animate the Gecko to it.
That'd be funny. So the director of the Martin Agency, Steve Bassett, had this to say. Computer animation has gotten better. As we got to know the character better, we've changed it over the years. And I think you guys have also noticed, like, after watching, just as CGI has gotten better, that they've made the Martin, the Gecko, more lifelike.
Yeah.
And made him more, you know, like, the eyes have looked different in the scales. They give him more texture to make him more.
It's gotten, like, cuter, too, with, like, bigger eyes.
That's true.
Small, you know.
I feel like, did they ever release, like, one with, like, his family? I feel like that seems familiar. Like, I'm going to see my family. And tell them, or something
familiar.
Like.
It sounds like something they do.
Sounds right? Familiar. Okay, if you know what we're talking about, just emails. So I think he's the longest running mascot for any company by doing more than 150 commercials as of 2017. Wow. Not of any company, but for car insurance. Yeah, so he's, you know, been around forever. I think he's great. I do want to show one clip, though, which is one of the very first Geico ones. This will kind of give you an idea of, like, the early 2000s, which is there's a commercial, and it's Martin the Gecko, and he's in a room for auditioning, and it's all these people, and they're all auditioning to be the Geico mascot. Mm. And it's all these people, like, reading their sides, like, 15 minutes could be, 15 more, 15 minutes could be. And he's sitting there, and he's, like, getting up because they call his name or something, and then he goes out, and someone else comes into the room.
Well, hello. Oh, great. A talking gecko.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you.
The Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Oh. The crossover of the century.
Right?
Wow.
It reminds me, they also crossed over with the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Right.
In another one.
I think they also did it with the, what's the scary, like, bear for, like, is it Huggies or whatever? You know what I'm talking about? It's, like, cleaner.
Oh, yeah. The pink, is he pink?
It's like a pink or pink white bear. Blue. It's almost like,
It's the toilet paper ones.
Not the Charmin bear.
Oh, not that one.
It's like, hang on.
Laundry
cleaner bear.
I have no idea who you're talking about now.
I thought I'm just gonna see if I can find the freaking. Oh man, why are we talking about this on air? Anyway, if you know what we're talking about, leave it in.
Leave it in.
But anyway, yeah. So it's just interesting, especially because the Taco Bell stopped doing the ads with the Chihuahua in 2000. So this ad shows up in 2002. So
it's like he's out of work and he's trying to.
So they bring back the Chihuahua dog. Also, I believe that the Chihuahua was played by Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob.
Mm.
Not the man has white range. Man, yes,
the man playing has beautiful.
There's a multitude of reasons we can talk about that. How the Chihuahua got canceled essentially, and also because people thought that meant that they were dog meat in their food.
I don't know if that's why people thought it was dog meat.
Hey, we like Taco. I like Taco Bell. I mean, it's not good.
Taco Bell is the definition of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
that's a good late night snack.
I've had any in like over maybe even over a year, but
we should go after this.
Let's go get tacos right now.
We'll see
and come back.
I like Taco Bell, but it's definitely it's a ooh, it's 3 a.m. I'm hungry. Yeah, it's that or we have Cookout where we are. Yeah. Cookout's the other one. I think Cookout I like a little bit more, but the line's always big. Anyway, but yeah, okay, so the next one that's just very 2000s is the Geico Caveman, which is an advertising campaign which featured Neanderthal-like cavemen in a modern setting. So the idea is in the commercials, they're saying that the website, geico.com, is so easy, even a caveman can do it.
That's right.
And that's the slogan was used to offend several cavemen who not only exist in modern society but live as intelligent urban bachelors. So, and it's actors wearing prosthetics to have the aesthetic of a Neanderthal. Here is one of those commercials, one of the first ones. You can handle all your car insurance needs online. It's so easy, a
caveman could do it. I love the music. That look.
That's the other thing is that they get into the point where it's like you already know what this commercial is, so we're not even going to have the voice of Geico 15 minutes. We're just going to go straight to like just the ad.
Yeah.
Boom, you know it. That's a line that I like to use all the time is I'll have the roast duck with mango salsa. It's classic.
Well, I love the gecko is like obviously the most sort of the most famous and again like the longest lasting. But the cavemen are the ones that I remember. Like I remember getting sick of the cavemen the most.
Right.
And then you're about to talk about it, but you know when they were going to do a spinoff, I was like, how are they going to make?
Oh my gosh.
So I don't want to step on that, but I just remember thinking like, what in the world is
I don't happening? Even think as a kid, I got the joke. I think I was just like, okay, like, how is this supposed to make me laugh? You know? Because it's the whole beginning of like this thing in culture of like meta humor that starts in like sitcoms and that kind of awkward thing with like the UK Office and like The Office with like that joke. And then it goes into like commercials. Like commercials are always sort of like the last thing to get like the joke.
Yeah.
So like Sonic commercials are basically just like awkward like conversations in a car. That's it. So just between two guys who've been doing it for 20 years. But yeah, so it's interesting. So the Martin agency, which has handled the Geico advertising for 13 years, has always wrapped the easy to save money pitch in humor and theory that laughter is almost as universal as a lack of interest in car insurance. So that's sort of the big thing throughout all of Geico's ads is that we're like, we'll get to the point about like save money with Geico, but that's it. That's all you're getting from us is that if you made you laugh, then you're going to think about the company more.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah, I guess it's like if it was when I go to like try to get insurance, I'm not going to be like, well, I got to get Geico because that's the one I know. It's like, well,
it made me laugh.
Yeah, it's like, well, let me weigh the options. But it's like fun to know it, you know?
I guess so.
Like, have that association with it. I mean,
they're the second biggest in the country by State Farm.
Right. Which blows my mind because I don't know anybody.
Right. I know no one who has Geico. Do you have Geico?
I don't know anybody either.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So.
Someone's got it.
Let's put a poll on our Twitter or something.
Caleb Wilkie might have it or used to have it.
Oh, our past guest?
Past guest, previous guest, Caleb Wilkie.
Yeah.
I heard that it's like.
Follow him at Caleb Creates.
Doesn't actually save you that much money.
Really?
I've that's things I've heard. We'll put a poll up
if you have Geico. I do want to hear because I really don't know anyone. Everyone I know is like State Farm.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's weird because the whole bit is how offended they are by the use of the word caveman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it's like, okay, I get it the first time, but then they just did it so many other times. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the one, like, we'll get into it in a second, but there's ones where it's like. Yeah, well, like, there's one where it's, like, they had one with, like, Billie Jean King of Green Day, and they're, like, playing tennis, and then, like, they see an ad, like, oh, and it ruined my game. Or there's one, there's a very famous one where it's, like, they're all bowling, and there's a three-door doors down song playing that's like, let me be myself. And then they're playing, he's, like, bowls a strike, and then the thing comes down to, like, grab all the pins, and it says Geico. Yeah. He's the only caveman that can do it. And they, like, stop playing the game, that's it.
I love the therapy one. I don't know if you guys seen that.
ones where it's like, and then there's ones with like Tony Romo, as I said, there's one with Brian Orakpo, who is a linebacker. It's just like they've been around for so long. Even to the point where in 2010, one of the cavemen was spotted filming a series of commercials in Homer, Alaska on the fishing boat from the TV show Deadliest Catch from the Discovery Channel. During the shoot, the mayor presented the caveman with the key to the city.
What?
That's how big they were. Hang on, I've got that ad right here.
Hey, John, 5 more minutes and we're out of here.
Don't worry, the new guy will be here.
That was like a 100th take.
Can you send a steward to grab my bags? I'm going to grab a cappuccino.
Not everyone can make it on a crab boat.
You guys need anything? No?
But everyone could save money with Geico. It's so easy. Even he can do it. Geico.
So we get to the point. Geico commercials. Just so prevalent.
Yeah.
And so they're almost to the point where they're getting to the point where they're not funny that it becomes funny again. That you're like.
Yeah.
The family guys.
Yeah.
You keep going past the line and then past the line, then you bring it back.
Right.
Well, we're going to talk about this later, but I think that they do that with Hump Day too.
With Hump Day? Yeah. With
where they kind of like
I forgot about the Hump Day camel.
They later make fun of how bad the joke is.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah, they get to the point. Yeah, I mean we can talk about it now. But so the Hump Day camel
where
the first time I saw it I thought was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then it became their biggest commercial. Like by views on YouTube. It's like got 4 or 5 million.
I don't know which came first though, like people just saying it or like
no the commercial
did that really start it?
Yeah, the thing is that the commercial got so big that it's still a part of the cultural zeitgeist to this day.
Yeah,
like that's so big
to
the point where the
Hump Day shirts and then they do a commercial where it's people at the zoo yelling at camels like Hump Day.
And they're like, and it's they're not like, even Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? And they're like, it's not even. Yeah, so that's it's them making fun of the fact that they've like created a monster. So that's the crazy thing to me.
That's great.
Love the Hump Day camel.
It's interesting. I did read Business Insider had this to say: if you're having a boring day behind your desk, you will relate to the employees. Just in case something made Hump Day your happy day, you have can relate to the camel. Then you decide to change your mood, and it sort of created this. Yeah, it's this cultural thing that is saying Hump Day in terms of Wednesday. The big thing you should know is that the camel is voiced by Chris Sullivan, who is in This Is Us, and is also known as playing Taser Face in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh my god.
Oh, so,
It's definitely
the most
The latest commercial shows that once again that day related trigger can be such a powerful mechanism for stimulating sharing and sort of that whole thing of being a big. And then it got to the point where they were doing commercials like if you went to the movie theater, you would see one with this.
Hello, guess what day it is?
Oh my god. I've seen that.
Oh, excuse me, ladies coming through. Guess what day? Ooh, popcorn! Hey, guess what? Popcorn!
And I remember seeing this in the movie theater. I'm like, are we still doing Hump Day?
What's today? This is like in 2014.
Yeah, this is way
later. Turn off your cell phone!
You know him.
Let me call you back.
Yeah, we work together.
Is that your mom, man?
So a lot of it's turning into the. Yeah. I've seen. Okay, we get it. Yeah. We get the joke.
But it was, like, so popular for, like, what? Like, a couple months.
Oh, man. I remember when, Hump Day came out. I think my dad watched it, like, 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just post it every Wednesday on our Twitter.
Every Wednesday.
Hey, guys.
For a while. Until just people got get sick of it.
It's like making Honey Boo Boo jokes now. It's like, oh gosh. Yeah. Like, that was a thing, and now that it's not a thing, it's more funny that time. Okay. But yeah, so the big thing I did want to mention, talking, go back to the caveman real quick, is that on March 2007, Variety reported that a sitcom based on the caveman characters, simply just called Caveman, was in development at ABC, which is, I think, the first time ever that a commercial became a sitcom.
This is what I was mentioning earlier. Yeah, that's when it became insane to me. I was like, how...
Right.
Who loved this enough that we needed a sitcom?
I mean, it was probably
an
idea that they were just pitching around, like, we could use this.
I mean, I
and
get
then it.
It
somehow got greenlit by an executive.
Kind of like a Coneheads thing.
Right.
Like, but with cavemen.
Right. I mean, the biggest commercial, like, Space Jam started as a commercial and then became a movie.
Right.
But, like, a whole sitcom, it's like a couple of commercials. I don't know. Is the idea strong enough? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, so the magazine reported that cavemen will revolve around three prehistoric men who must battle prejudice as they attempt to live a normal 30-something's life in modern Atlanta.
That kind of sounds funny. Like, if they did it right,
yeah,
it could be
kind
of funny.
Right, but yeah, so ABC announced the series. Their fall schedule in May of 2007 it premiered in October 2007. In the face of staggering ratings, it was quietly canceled after being the short-lived ABC sitcom of the season.
Oh, so they did it.
It came out in October and lasted until November.
So how much?
It lasted 1 month.
So it was like one episode?
They aired
a couple episodes?
Four episodes. And then they filmed the rest and those have never been aired.
Mm.
I think they might have been aired in like Australia.
Release the caveman guy.
Ooh, do you want to see? I mean, we have
Reddit,
all this
media.
All these streaming platforms. How is Caveman not on one of them? Because you're like, how much garbage is on here? Oh,
HBO Max.
Yeah, exactly. just release it in 4:3 ratio.
Criterion Collection needs to release the Caveman miniseries.
I would definitely watch that. But yeah, so the announcement of this show.
Plus, more like
the announcement of the show. That they were like, we're going to comment on modern racial issues with the show. It's like the most tone-deaf decision ever with the freaking Geico caveman. Are you serious? Because I think, like, the joke is that they're getting offended by it. But then you're like, but we're going to actually, like, get into it. And you're like, but what?
Yeah.
That's not going to work. But, yeah, so the show is so terrible, in fact, that the Super Bowl in 2008, there was a Geico ad making fun of the sitcom that was canceled.
Why didn't you say that?
Huh. A TV show. About us. What was the deal with that makeup?
Exactly. Why not just use real cavemen?
Oh my god.
Well, I thought their diction was good. You could hear everything they were saying. At least they didn't say, it's so easy,
Yeah. Yeah. There's that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
so... It got to the point where the meta joke gets even more meta.
The metasphere.
Yeah. I didn't remember anything weird. That was a weird 2008 Super Bowl.
We gotta talk about
it. We'll probably end up talking about it at some point. Yeah, something. Maybe. That's where we get the E-Trade Baby commercial, which we know someone is a huge fan of. I'm looking right at him right now.
I do not like the E-Trade Baby.
That's another thing that probably doesn't hold up after watching it. I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen it. But that's another thing. The E-Trade... Okay, we'll talk about that. But the E-Trade Baby commercial, to me, feels like they're going off of the Geico thing of, like, let's make it silent, let's make it awkward, and that's... And then the joke.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, kind of hint at what we're actually selling.
Right. Which is, like, let's just capture you with this really odd thing.
Right. Like, we're even,
baby.
like at the beginning, like Bud Light commercials and stuff, we're selling Bud Light or like Dorito commercials, which are also known for the Super Bowl, being like how good Doritos are is normally the joke or something, rather than just
the
being
Snickers.
Like, right, Snickers, yeah, they're not
Snickers
new when you're hungry type thing. It's like, oh, we're talking about how good this product is, rather than just random thing happens and Geico.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. That just speaks so much to, like, I guess, I don't know. Does it speak to what people, like, what the culture, like, what people want? I don't know. Uh-huh. It definitely feels like what the internet was becoming. Just, like, most random things could become funny. But,
yeah.
I don't know. So then they the last caveman commercial they did was with actor Michael Ironworth. If you've definitely seen it, where it was like the most 80s background ever and the most like 80s hair. And the guy asked a rhetorical question like, could Gene DeGeico really save you 15% or more in car insurance? Did the caveman invent fire? And then the scene cuts to one of the cavemen on a couch, not a bed. I had this wrong on my nose. Reading with a woman, and he looks at the camera and sighs and picks up a remote that turns his electronic fireplace on. Mm-hmm. Like I said, but that was definitely a campaign that went on for a long time. The rhetorical question of, like, yeah, could it really save you this much?
Does 15 pounds of flour make a really big biscuit?
Or yeah, child billing. Yeah. Or, like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Yeah, that one. And you get a bunch of those from it. Is the pen mightier than the sword? I think they did that campaign 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I remember a lot of those.
So, definitely big. And definitely weird that it's also going in to sort of that, like, I don't know. That, like, again, that awkward humor. I mean, I want to make, like, mentioning like, Napoleon Dynamite, which is a topic in itself, of being so, like, 80s, but, like, not really. Like, you're not really sure where this fits in, like, the vibe. I don't know. But one thing, the last thing I do want to mention is that the very own Eric Andre was a Geico caveman before he started the Eric Andre show. So what they did was with the Geico caveman is not only would they do commercials, but they would bring people dressed up in the prosthetics to like events. So like Lollapalooza or like Yankees games or something like that. They would have people show up and advertise during like, you know, between the innings or something.
Mm-hmm. So Eric Andre was just a caveman, but it was in the show. Nick Kroll was one of the cavemen.
Right, in the show, Nick Kroll is one of the cavemen, named Nick. Wow. And it's pretty obvious if you know his voice, Nick Kroll, like the douche, you can definitely hear the voice.
The douche.
Or if you watch The League. So yeah, I do have a very brief clip of one time on Washington Post Live is that they, is that Eric Andre does show up as a caveman really briefly.
If you wouldn't mind waiting till after the show, so we're actually talking about the Washington Wizards right now.
This is Wizards.
Yeah,
Wizards.
Uh huh.
I love baseball, man. Yeah, excellent,
dude. Different ball, bigger ball.
Oh, a bigger ball. You know, I got tickets to see that show.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be courtside tonight.
So you can pretty much tell if you know Eric Andre. Yeah. That's his voice.
Do you have a clip of the show?
I don't have a clip of the show. Look it up on your own time, unless you have one, because it's bad.
I just want to see what it looked like. Very much like trying to be like, I don't know why, like Flight of the Conchords. Like it's shot in that style, but
it's also weird because like the jokes are not like being caveman. It's like, I don't know if she wants to go out with me. It's like, are we gonna make a show out of this? So I don't know. Whoever, you know, green lit this, I want to talk to and be like, what was the idea of going on in your head? But this is also pre the economic downfall of 2008. So it's like, we can do anything.
It'll be successful.
It'll be successful. So I do want to mention, like, we talked about Hump Day already. We talked about Hump Day. We do want to mention two other Geico ads that are sort of in this time period of the enigma that is 2000s of. So the first one being the money with eyes. Do you remember those?
Yeah. And that was when I was like, you guys, you have too much. There's too much going on.
There's a 30 Rock joke about, I think Liz says, like, how come Geico has three spokespersons? What's the gecko, the caveman, and the money with eyes?
Yeah.
So it's definitely like, and they're also airing all of these at the same time. But yeah, that's the idea is that it's like people feeling like they're being followed and they look and there's money with eyes and it's, and people being like, that's the money you could be saving by switching to Geico. Like, that's the idea. And the song is Misto and Peasy, Somebody's Watching Me. So hang on, I've got a clip of it.
It's like a remixed version.
It's the money you could be saving with Geico. He's peering deep into your soul. As if he knows you'd like to save money. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, why do I keep hitting the mic? Jeez. We're having a lot of issues. The computer around the same. You know what? I mean, this is the loudest mic. Anyway, but yeah. So the character is named Cash, spelled K-A-S-H, and consists of a pile of U.S. dollar bills with a visible $5 bill on top, wrapped around two blue striped paper bands, hence giving him a mouth which is kind of curved up to look like he's smiling. Yeah, I agree with you that it was definitely like, okay, how many are we doing here?
Yeah.
But I remember it being just, like, so, again, weird and random that you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
And again, they're all at the same time. So you could be watching, like, one show, one football game or whatever, and just over the course of it, you're going to see five or six different Geico mascot commercials.
Showing up. Yeah.
You're just like, come on, people.
How much Geico? So you just really don't like Geico ads, except for Hump Day, apparently.
Except for love Hump Day.
Yeah.
What if they brought it back right now?
I would be thrilled to death.
I think they did it a couple years ago. They were like celebrating this many years of Geico, and like they just brought back like old classic commercials aired those. A lot of the caveman came back and stuff like that, and I was like, these are better than half the ones I'm doing now. Yeah. So it's like, just do that. And then the other one I do want to mention that I'm very much not a fan of is the Maxwell the Pig character, which comes back from that rhetorical, like, could Geico 15 minutes really save you 15% or more in car insurance? And then it's like, did the little piggy really call you wee 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 all the way home? And so the character is that he's just like his real voice is like, oh, thanks. But he goes wee all the time, like a child. And then the fact that they did, like, maybe 12 more of these is the part where I'm like, is this really? And they did another one similar to the camel going through the movie theater. They did him, like, taking tickets at a movie theater, talking about saving money and also silencing your cell phone. Does Geico run a movie theater or something? Does Warren Buffett own one?
Actually, yeah. I've seen ads where they're, like, not ads, but they're like signs, and it's like, turn your phone off, powered by Geico or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember
that. I was always like, wait, what?
It's weird that they have commercials specifically like during, like, I was watching a TV show and I pushed pause on Hulu, and then it was like, taking a break? Use Charmin. I was like, how do you know that I'm doing that? So
I'm going to the bathroom, use.
Yeah.
I don't know, Geico.
Use Geico. You could be saving money while you were taking a dump, Brett. Like, what?
You're wasting your time over there.
But yeah, so again, sort of grabbing things up, I feel like my personal problem is that Geico is that they get one commercial that hits the cultural zeitgeist. So example, like Hump Day or like Maxwell the Pig, which I know a lot of friends like. And so then we have to do 10 more of these, which I don't really understand is in terms of like, is that really the campaign? Or like they do a bunch in one campaign. So like Hump Day being one where it's these two guys playing mandolins. And then they're like, no, that's the one that sticks. So we're just going to do that as our next campaign.
The mandolin guys.
Yeah. Right.
They did that so much.
Yeah. Which,
and then the fax ones where they're like, did you know this? And they're like, well, did you know?
Oh, right. And then, yeah. It's like, those are 15 minutes because maybe 15 more minutes are. And like, everybody knows that. Well, did you know that this can happen?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's different than the Gecko, which is to me the mascot of the company, which is a little bit different. Which is honestly just sort of a problem I have with advertising in general is, so for, we talked about Jake from State Farm being one where it's like, oh, that one was so funny to some people, so we're just going to keep doing that. Or we talked about the E-Trade Baby or being one that hits, and so we keep doing it again. I think YouTube is part of it, too, because then people go back, did you see that commercial?
Yeah, which Let's one got the most views?
Right. So we keep doing that one again. Or the other thing being, like Flo from Progressive is another one, which is, like, in a way the mascot for Progressive, but then, like, they continue doing bits on that, like her parents or something, so we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, and then they had recently the Zoom
right, ads. Or we're doing ads about Zoom or something like that, which a lot I think of people hated. Everyone's done with. There was at one point, because I was watching on Hulu, which you just get a lot of the same ads. No joke, I got so many ads which are, start with this line, it's been a hard year.
Oh my God.
And it's like, how many of these? I got five in a row that were like, it's been a hard year.
They're all from different, like,
no, you don't care about me, Pepsi. Yeah,
of course.
That's why I'm watching TV Pepsi, to get away from it.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking the other day. He's a friend of yours or whatever who made a really interesting point about media and COVID. What was it? We were talking.
Wait, what?
So I remember you said you had a friend who was like, once COVID ends, I don't want to watch a single thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
that it involves COVID for like a year. Because it's like, because so many things are in development. Yeah, it's like
we gotta make like a little time limit kind of thing of just like no ads, no movies, no shows, no nothing about COVID for like a year.
Right, because it's like, it ends. Because like, who wants to go to a movie theater and see a movie about a thing we all experienced?
Yeah, like that's like kinda, right that, after that was we just awful, got out of it, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely don't want that.
Yeah.
I was also thinking too, there's gonna be like a whole lot of bad college essays, like
how COVID changed me. Yeah.
I don't envy them.
Like, right. The readers just going, oh, they're not getting it.
The hardest thing that happened to me was COVID-19. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't hard. I'm just saying, but it's going to be,
it's definitely like a real thing that a lot of people were affected, but then some people, I think.
Right. Like, but they're trying to use that as to pull your heartstrings. Yeah. Right. And you're like, I don't care.
Not having a prom is not a,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hardship.
Right.
Having a graduation through Zoom.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is that I'm going to refute everything I'm saying by saying, like, I don't like all these commercials that just, like, we're going to keep repeating the same joke. Or, like, going off the hump day thing where it's, like, you have to have seen the first commercial to get the reference.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, they have to play it out until it's not funny, and then they make fun of it. For not being not funny.
Yeah, that's the Geico thing. That's
so it's just like
very interesting that they're still making money off of that. But I'm going to say this in refute of something. There's these new Progressive commercials that keep running, and I think they're hilarious, of this guy who's having new homeowners not become their parents. I think that
those are really funny.
Those are very, those are really, very funny. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that's going to get old at some point, too, where it's like the guy – like teaching people how to like not become their parents. So like a guy trying to sit down on a chair and he goes like, ugh. He's like, did we need that?
See, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Then there was the,
who wants to learn how to open a PDF? Everyone's like, oh yeah.
Now who reads nonfiction books about World War II?
My dad.
I was going to say, then there's the, is it Phil that he was like at Sprint and then switched?
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but he was like, he was a Verizon. Yeah. He was the Can You Hear Me Now guy, and then went switched to Sprint. Yeah. The biggest anime betrayal.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like that's how, I mean, you can say Taco Bell did that with the Chihuahua, brought him for another company. But yeah, it's if you remember the joke, that's why the humor is so important, is because you can remember a product through humor, which feels like now every company is trying to do that. It's trying to be weird. So we talked about Old Spice being like weird, and that's their way of like making you remember it. Or honestly, every company now is just like, it's weird, it's funny. And I guess it's better than just being boring. But at the same time, when everything's trying to do the same thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it gets us laughing out loud. It's getting us caring about silly characters. This is just from Business Insider. Insurance may not have much to do with caveman and squirrels, but Geico uses these lovable characters perfectly to provide a funny antidote that brings the brand promise to life, which keeps us rushing to YouTube to bring back these characters again and again, which is what I think is interesting about, you know, Geico.
Yeah.
It's been around forever. It's going to stay as long as I know. But yeah.
This is a little bit later, but then there was also the Not In My House guy.
Yeah.
That kind of became a meme.
Yeah, so, or the who's the guy who did like the touchdown like dance? Yeah. Was like, "Oh, I got cold cuts or something."
Yeah.
Oh, get your cold cuts.
Yeah.
So the Iggy Shuffle.
Right? Yeah, like one or two of those gets really funny, and then after a while isn't funny anymore.
And now you see like a bunch of ads that reference like memes or TikTok trends or whatever. And you're just like, oh God.
There's ads for Old Navy that I'm watching now that are literally just TikToks.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
or they have the television? TikTok people in them.
Right. Yeah. We're sounding like a bunch of old men. Nah, they dang TikToks.
You know, commercials aren't what they used to be.
Back in my day, the commercials started in black and white, and then the people got the product, and then the world was colorful again.
And then I think there you was just watched The Wizard of Oz.
And then there was the plate at the end with the phone number. Yeah. Call this number
call
now.
Call this number. Yeah, I mean, that's what I have to say.
Down 25 digits to know where to go.
But I'm saying I don't know. I think Geico ads are interesting enough. Here's what I'm saying. We should be in a Geico ad. I think us three, I mean, if they're listening, I want us to campaign for us. Let's get, we'll just have three people, like, walk in the background. We'll do it. They make so many of these, they could use three extras just or three something.
Warm bodies to throw in the background of a commercial.
Just like at a party, you're like, oh,
I don't like the way you said that.
Warm bodies. Just walk through. Just
yes.
So yeah, we'll just ping pong back and forth. You don't have to pay us. We'll do it. I mean,
whoa.
You don't have to pay Brett.
You have to pay Brett.
You don't have to pay Brett.
Okay, we'll do it, but just tell us where to go, and we'll do it, yeah. And then we'll make something happen.
We'll talk. We'll have your people get in touch with their people.
Yes, yeah, send us an email at mostextremepodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at mostextremepod is the handle. And yes, hope you guys enjoyed. This is our first of the player's choice. We got two more coming up. Yeah. We got Alejandro's episode and Jarrett's coming up. But yeah, I'm excited. It's also just Geico, let us know. We want to be part of the family. Put Please. Us in here, but not for too long. Just one commercial. Ours is the one that gets so famous that it's like, get those three guys in the background.
Instead of all these actors wanting to get into the MCU, now it's like
we got to get into a Geico commercial. Rock and
a Geico commercial.
Yeah. The Geicoverse.
The Geicoverse. Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.